girls.
Ha!
Hi. Hi. All right, so this podcast, I thought it would be really interesting to look at the 45 communist goals.
Okay.
Like, to infiltrate, to, you know, institute in the U.S., like, U.S. policy and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And this is going back to January 10th, 1963.
Okay.
Where a congressman named Albert Hurlong Jr.
Right after Kennedy had been assassinated?
Of Florida. Yeah. Right.
In a couple months.
He read the list into the congressional record. It was derived from a book called The Naked Communist.
Ooh, sexy.
Right. All right, so I'm not going to read all of them, and I'm not going to read them all in order.
Okay.
But these are ones
that
are...
Pick your faves.
I'm picking my faves because, you know, in light of where we are politically in our country and things that are going on, I think it's...
I don't even know where we are politically in our country.
Well, like, we've got a communist running for president.
Socialist.
Are you talking about Bernie Sanders?
Yes, I am. I know he's trying to... soften it by saying he's a socialist, but he's really, he's a communist.
I just think he's
opinion.
Like an old man who doesn't really know.
Like, he's always had these ideas.
Which is weird because normally people grow out of it. Like, he has, like, ideas that resonate with, like, 18-year-olds because that's how they think. And, like,
think,
this weird idealistic thing.
It's like nothing makes sense. Like, if you do, like, a little bit of research into history, like, you'll figure out that it's been done and it doesn't work.
Mm-hmm. But they always have an excuse, like,
or, like
it wasn't
executed.
Done right.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. It wasn't the right way. So there's just no one's done it the right way yet.
Right.
And eventually
and
someone will. And
octogenarian will be able to pull it off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. How, I don't know. But, all right, so.
You know what? He walks to work.
Really?
He carries all his stuff. Like,
what
by
does
himself.
That mean?
What is he? No, I'm thinking of the, when Larry David went on SNL and did, and he said,
oh.
I carry all my books and papers loose in my arms like a professor.
Yeah. Loose in my arms.
Oh, that's dope. All right. So here's number three on the list.
Okay.
Develop the illusion that total disarmament by the U.S. would be a demonstration of moral strength.
Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
Wait,
which they're
so
doing.
Explain this list again. So who wrote this list and what was his goal with it, with writing
Bernie
this list?
Bernie Sanders wrote it in 1963.
a congressman, Albert Hurlong, read it into the congressional record. On January 10th, 1963.
Saying, like, we should do this stuff?
No, it was derived from a book by Cleon Skousen.
Cleon.
Who researched the communist goals. And he wrote this book called The Naked Communist.
Also, I just want to say this was obviously before JFK was assassinated. I thought you said it was December of 63.
January of
right. I just realized. I was way
oh,
off.
Oh, that was the beginning of...
Yes.
I realized
yes.
Right away. I didn't want to embarrass you.
Thank you.
Well,
no, I'm
so
sure I would have gotten a text from somebody because
you
I have friends
still.
Who love texting me and being like, hey, idiot.
Stop bragging about your friends.
That's not very nice of your friends,
I know.
Amy.
Some friends lay
yeah.
on.
Yeah.
So why did he read it to Congress?
Because... He thought it was important for
to know what they were up
the
against.
Politicians to know that there was a
dissension.
Plan afoot to infiltrate the U.S. with these communist ideas.
Who was going to infiltrate with these ideas?
The Russians.
The Russians, the communists.
Yeah, but who was over here doing that? Like,
Russian
how was that going to carry over to America?
Well, that was part of the plan, is how to institute it. Like, if you can get a communist elected to office, like Bernie Sanders,
right?
Then
it's been a long time in the making.
It has been a long time in the making, but they're making a lot of progress. I'm saying, and they're probably well into being complete.
Mm.
That's all.
Okay.
So, and you hear Obama talking about disarmament already.
Oh,
they've already gotten rid of a bunch of nukes and.
Yeah,
you know he's
well, and
he's
trying
all
to get us
that.
To not be having guns
because of right. It's the moral.
Yeah, it's like super cool to be anti-gun right now.
I know it is. But yeah. That's part of it, too. I didn't see that on this particular list.
Doesn't it seem wicked orchestrated, the fact that it's, sure. I don't know. It's just weird.
Well, they just immediately pounce on, like, any tragedy. It's like, see, this is why. And it's like, okay, but not every legal gun owner is out there shooting
people. Well, they're all the people that do those are, like, illegal gun owners.
Or, like, insanely mentally ill. But again, it's like Adam Lanza, like, should not have had guns.
He didn't. His mom did.
Exactly. But, she bought them for him. Like, that is clearly...
Whoopsie.
There are things that could be safeguarded for sure, but, like, not taking guns away. That doesn't even make sense.
And then a side note to this was the nuclear freeze advocates supported a freeze on American nuclear development only. Rarely were Soviet nukes or those of other nations mentioned in their self-righteous tirades.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well. The same advocates now call for reducing American military might, claiming that there is something immoral about America preserving its military preeminence in the world.
Yeah.
Because we're the best.
But we shouldn't think we are, which we've heard. You know, there's nothing special about
American
America.
Superiority, yeah.
Mm-hmm. How dare you. Number four on the list is permit free trade between all nations, regardless of communist affiliation, and regardless of whether or not
Cuba.
Items could be used for war. Exactly.
Well, and, like, I don't know. I just love the idea of, like, having that communist mindset, but being like, well, I guess it does go in line with the communist mindset of, like, give us your things. We want all things.
Yes.
That we want to even the playing field.
Right, exactly. That's,
and
that's
trying to the playing field is never even in life. Like, that just goes, that that's
never
the
works.
Thing, too. Exactly. But that's the thing. Like, nothing's ever even.
Right.
Like,
right. Even
some
in a communist.
People are taller than other people. That's, like, the smallest, you know, like.
Well, and the thing with the socialism and communism, you know, it's an ideal to try to achieve. But ultimately, you have divisions of power and of influence and.
I don't know.
It goes against human nature to do this thing.
I don't think that's true. I think ultimately that people, it's obvious that they will put their, egos aside for the greater good.
Right.
Generally speaking, most people can do that. They can say, what, I'm going to check my ego out of this because it's not about me.
Right.
Right.
It's about us.
That's about you. That's all.
Yep.
Side note, by the way, Justin Timbersnake. I got a lot of positive feedback about Justin Timbersnake.
You did?
Yeah.
Good. That's what you should have.
Funny. People really loved that. That really
that was
good work with that
I don't
one.
Know why they wouldn't.
Okay. So the Cuba thing, and there were complaints about the embargo against Iraq and the U.S.
Iraq.
Not Saddam Hussein was blamed for the suffering of the Iraqi people.
Yeah. Who's not Saddam Hussein? You said it like not Saddam Hussein, like a person. Not Saddam Hussein was blamed.
No, the embargo against Iraq.
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 Thank you.
And
Oregon?
And
yes, Oregon.
Saddam Hussein wasn't blamed
for
the suffering of the people. The U.S. was.
No, I know. But that's how it always...
I know.
Yeah.
All right. Another one. Capture one or both of the political parties in the U.S.
Well.
Capture. Well, that's us. That's Trump and Bernie. Because I still believe that Trump is in
Hillary.
With.
Probably. In his book Reagan's War, Peter Schweitzer demonstrates the astonishing degree to which communists and communist sympathizers have penetrated the Democratic Party. Mm. This was going back to 1979.
Yeah.
Get control of the schools.
Yep.
Use them as transmission belts for socialism and current communist propaganda.
But I mean,
soften the curriculum. Yeah. Get control of teachers' associations. Put the party line in textbooks. The National Education Association.
Yeah.
That was formulated by Democrat Jimmy Carter.
But, like...
That's when it started.
My question is, what do they get out of doing this?
They get the downfall of...
They get
the
tiny children
to
believe their BS propaganda.
Well, yeah. I mean, their ultimate goal is to make America communist.
Yeah.
For what? So that for the what whole world, end? The whole world can be communist. We can have, you know.
So that even it's even more like, a disparity amongst the rich and the lower class, because that is, yeah.
Well, that's their ideal is a communist utopia,
right?
And the U.S. is a shining city on a hill, showing that that's,
of capitalism.
Yes. Yeah. And so they're, you know, they have to knock us out.
Yeah, but do they think that or communism is harmful?
No.
So then that's the point. It's like, so they're not like these evil doers that think that they're going to destroy us. They want to help us?
No.
By making us communists? Like, is it...
No, they're definitely out to destroy. It's the way of life that they don't like.
Right. So it's like jealousy?
Yes. That's all communism is, I feel like. It's just like, I want what that person has, but I don't want to have to work for it, so I'm going to knock them down a peg to get them to my level, and then I'll be able to take what they have. And then it's just leveling the playing field. It's no one else is going to be better than me. We're all going to be the same crappy level.
Right. And that's part of what, I think this, like, transgender thing that's going on right now is that same thing, like, to make it seem like we're not even different based on sex. Like, we're all literally, like, and Howie Carr brought it up yesterday. Like, okay, so if you decide that you're a guy, but, like, really you're a woman, and then, so your insurance, like, you can say that you're male, even though that's, like, lying on a document where you have to sign to say that you didn't, like, make anything up on this, because it's all true. Like, you say you're a male, and then later on, like...
Yeah, but Howie Carr, too, like, I like Howie Carr for the most part, but he's a little behind the times, I feel like, as far as, like, gay rights and stuff like that.
Well, but his point was that then later on, if you get, like, ovarian cancer, they're going to have to pay for your treatment, even though, like, you said you're you were a man this whole time. Like, what are you doing? You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I do, but I feel like he sometimes comes up with, but he's also like a big Trump guy, which is nuts to me.
I don't get that
either. I don't know what's going on with Howie Carr lately. But like, I have a friend who's gay and who is a conservative and who usually loves Howie Carr, but when he starts going off about, like, he is so backwards about, like, how, like, it is like he views gay people as lesser than, and I have a problem with that. Like, he just says things sometimes and I'm like, do you actually think that?
I guess I haven't heard.
Yeah.
Or you heard it. I think he, I don't know, maybe he has an issue with the political agenda.
Right, which I understand.
The LGBT.
Yeah.
You know, like...
Which,
like,
I do too, like the GLAAD and all those organizations hurt the people that they claim to help more than they actually help them, I think, with their political agenda, which is like any group, any political action committee, you know, like anything like that. They definitely are only in it for themselves.
Like unions, union leaders.
I don't know. I think Al Sharpton's like really on
the ball. No, he's pretty great, though. Yeah. No, he does a lot.
He's an exception.
To help bolster the African-American community.
Yeah.
And you can see by judging by the results.
Right.
Right.
Totally.
Yeah. Well, he doesn't have to pay taxes.
Why should he? He's a national treasure. You know what I mean? We should have to pay him.
Yeah. Well, we do, basically.
He does think that. Okay, gain control of all student newspapers. And they do go after the students.
Mm-hmm. Even the Westfield Blaze. What was the name of our newspaper?
Wasn't it the Blaze?
Was it? I think so. Bomber Blaze, yeah.
Yeah, Bomber Blaze.
Use student riots to foment public protests against programs or organizations that are under communist attack.
Like... So, like, Wall Street, Occupy Wall Street.
Yeah,
you know,
it wasn't like a student riot, but
I just remembered about the bomber blaze. There was that
that hit piece they ran on you.
Yeah, hit piece. I really did a lot of damage my junior year of high school. No, I took philosophy. And we read, what's the Jonathan Swift story with the killing the old people. It's like a satire, obviously, because it's Jonathan Swift. I forget what it is, but so we read that in philosophy, and then a friend of mine wrote a satire piece for the Bomber Blaze.
Oh, I know what you're talking about, yeah.
About killing old people and turning them into fuel.
Oh.
And his whole thesis, it was set, and it was like really, like based on the story we had just read.
Yeah.
And it was because you can take like ashes and turn them into like diamonds, like compress them and turn, so you could... His thing was, like, you could reverse that and turn them into, like, coal. So you could, like, take dead, like, old people and kill them for, like, the greater good.
Yeah, yeah.
And then our philosophy teacher, who we had just read the Jonathan Swift thing, like yelled at him and told him how much she hated it and how inappropriate it was.
What?
And all this. And it's like, do you really not understand? Like, a week ago we had just read this, and that's where he got the idea for the satire.
That everybody loved, by the way.
Yeah.
Everybody loved it. Because I took journalism the next year, and our teacher was like, why did you want to take journalism, guys? And she was like, and stop saying Andy Cherry.
Really?
Yeah.
That's hilarious. But yeah, I just always thought it was so funny. That's like, clever. Why did she really get that upset?
Who was it? Did you get an S?
She was a Spanish teacher, too. I forget what her name was.
Does he
have a B? I don't remember. She was the AP philosophy teacher.
AP philosophy, right?
It was the only...
Was she younger?
No.
She old.
Older, because she had seen... She got all the Beatles autographs at Ed Sullivan, at the Ed Sullivan Theater the night that they played there. Hmm. And she has it, like, in a lockbox. I used to see her and her sister at Barnes & Noble. I can't remember her name. But she was also a Spanish teacher.
Does it begin with an A?
I don't remember.
You don't know. Jess.
I know. You can go down every level.
A W.
Yeah. I'll probably remember it later.
Somebody's going to text you. One of your friends is going to text you swearing at you.
If anybody can even remember it.
All right. Here's another. Infiltrate the press. Get control of book review assignments, editorial writing, policy making positions.
I don't know. See, I don't know, because that would hinge upon, like, members of the press, like, compromising their journalistic integrity, and I don't see that happening.
I don't know. You know, so that hasn't happened yet, probably.
No, it probably won't. No, because ever.
You'd be able to see right through that.
Right. Really,
that there's so many...
Yeah, like, if there was, like, a motive, like, an ulterior motive, like, we would know.
Or that they had a slanted bias.
Or they'd be fired, you know what I mean?
Like, you wouldn't be able to stand.
Like, as a journalist.
True.
So.
Did you see that thing about Katie Couric?
Yeah.
I was on the fence about doing, like, the press and how they make things up.
Which is so disgusting.
And it's getting so much worse.
And that was a documentary. Why don't you go through, like, explain what it is for anybody that doesn't know what that was, the Katie Couric thing?
Yeah.
She did a story about guns, right?
A documentary about guns.
Was it a documentary?
Yeah.
And edited it so that it looked like she had asked a question about, like, what can be done about gun safety or something.
The question was, something about, like, there aren't enough guidelines in place, or, like, why do you think that there shouldn't be more guidelines in place, or how can you say, with all these things that have happened and all this evidence in front of you, how can you say that these guidelines shouldn't be in place for people who want to purchase guns?
Right.
And then edited this documentary to look like there was...
like a wicked long pause.
Like, literally, like, what, 30 seconds of silence?
Yeah.
Was something. It 30?
It was like 18 seconds of silence.
Like a long chunk of time, which 18 seconds, like, just let's do 5 seconds right now.
Right.
But they were also showing, like, the room of people.
That were, like, looking down, like, checking their... like, yeah, just like, looking like they had no idea.
They were ashamed and embarrassed at the question and had no
like, she just said something.
Like, a gun advocate would have no answer for, like, the most basic, dumb question that's been asked.
Yeah, so she made it seem like
times.
She asked this simple question, and then they were all like, whoa, she got us. Yeah. She got us.
Never thought of that one.
Yeah, it's so disgusting. It's like, that is the whole point of journalism, really, like, is to present the facts as they are.
Exactly.
Not to
mold
them and edit them and shape them to fit your BS agenda.
Well, and we know that she edited them because someone that was in that meeting that wasn't part of the documentary crew filmed it and then showed the actual footage, which shows that
them
every single person, they were, like, practically tripping over themselves to answer the question.
Right. Yeah,
exactly.
She's such a piece of crap. Horrendous. They all are.
I know.
They're really, I can't.
She's going to blame them to me and her staff or something.
People just don't, you know, think that that is even going on. So they believe whatever they hear.
Which is insane.
Ridiculous. All right. Gain control of key positions in radio, TV, and motion picture pictures.
Motion pictures, that's a given.
I know. Continue discrediting American culture by degrading all forms of artistic expression.
Oh, my God, yeah.
An American communist cell was told to, quote, eliminate all good sculpture from parks and buildings, end quote, substituting shapeless, awkward, and meaningless forms.
Oh my God.
I know.
What?
That's like the opposite of what Hitler did.
Yeah,
he went. Like,
he went.
He only kept, like, landscapes and.
Oh,
like,
didn't he do, like, sculptures of, like,
No, you know what he did? He made the ones that were like flowers that looked like vaginas.
That wasn't him.
No.
That was Georgia O'Keefe.
That was Georgia O'Keefe. What's wrong with you?
He would have done that, though, if Georgia O'Keefe hadn't already.
Well, no, that's what he did, was get rid of
the thing.
Then that he was a homosexual. He was a secret gay.
Was he?
Hitler?
Yeah.
I think that's the rumor, right?
Oh, I never heard that.
I mean, but it's also like every horrible thing that could be said about a person. Yeah, true. Not that he didn't deserve it. I'm not like defending Hitler.
Wait, are you saying that being gay is a horrible thing?
No, I'm saying no. Yeah, it was a good. Thank you for that. No, but anything that could be used to be like
his mom,
like he's other than, yeah, like he smelled bad because he had like bad intestinal issues, you know, like.
Oh wait, I feel like I heard that.
That's what I'm saying. Like anything that could be like, oh well, this explains why Hitler was this way.
Yeah.
And a lot of it comes out as like, well, that wasn't necessarily true.
I don't know. I think the George O'Keefe theory holds water.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah, and some sort of crazy time traveling
is always rooted in jealousy.
That's right. I did. I don't think
you
I
always say that.
I do always say motto. That. Yeah, it is.
It applies to a lot more than you think.
In a frame in my bed. Yeah. Bedroom. Yeah,
she does. She writes it on birthday cards, which is weird.
Yeah.
I know. And we're like, enough, Amy.
And I don't give presents. I just write that. Yeah. My communist
gift that keeps on giving. Yeah. I don't know.
My wisdom.
All right, control art critics and directors of art museums. Mm-hmm. Our plan is to promote ugliness, repulsive, meaningless art.
Okay.
Like that, like somebody peeing on a statue of Jesus, things like that. Maybe.
Or smearing poop on.
Or poop everything Virgin Shia LaBeouf Mary. Does.
They've taken control of Shia LaBeouf.
LaBeouf. The beef. Shia the beef.
All right.
I hate the word beef.
What is the beef?
Is it a terrible word? Beef.
eliminate.
My toe. I'm just gonna say that right now. It really hurts. I smashed it into a door jam, and I just retouched it. And
I don't think you retouched it.
I retouched it. I was editing my toe. I decided to spruce it up
just,
a little.
It sounds like the way you announced you had a broken toe. You know what I mean?
No, well, like it's the one.
Monotone.
It's like the one next to the pinky toe, so it's like a
your
weird
ring
toe.
It's your ring toe.
My ring toe. I think it broke my ring toe.
Not your ring tone.
No, never my ring tone.
No one has ring tone.
No, but I think I did because you don't like put pressure on it a lot, you know.
Mm.
It's like
speak
a weird
yourself.
Toe. You are always didn't. Putting too much pressure on your
I
ring toe.
I only walk on my ring toe.
Do you know how much effort that would take? That would be insane.
Do I ever?
I know. I feel like the last three toes are, like, useless. Or, like, I guess, like, the middle three toes. You only need your pinky toe and your big toe. You think about it. The other
no,
three.
Pinky toe. If you didn't have your pinky
you'd
toe.
You'd be tipping you'd over all the time.
You'd fall over.
Yeah.
You know?
Sure.
No, it's true. You
for
think
sure.
it's not.
Yeah. How do you know that's true? Because you heard that as a joke one time?
No, it's
is it
true.
A Fairly Brothers movie or
it's
something?
Just something you think, like, oh, my pinky toe. Like, what's the point?
I just want to cut it off all the time.
And then, but
like
when you do, you realize, like, oh, it's
so
a classic, like, you don't know what you have until it's gone.
Right.
That's
right.
Where that phrase came from. The first guy that cut off his pinky toe.
That has been a very long-standing slogan then, because I would imagine that happened like millions of years ago.
It was like 20 years ago.
Really?
Yeah.
That's shocking.
It took that long.
Yeah. I'm surprised you didn't hear about that, actually. I think that's a good demonstration of the bias in the media, mm-hmm. that you didn't hear more about it.
I agree.
Yeah. Well.
He's on a need-to-know basis.
See, then it makes sense that I brought up my toe being broken, I think.
I don't think it's
so it all circles back to communism. It's my other saying, everything circles back to communism.
All right, here's another one. Eliminate all laws governing obscenity by calling them censorship, in quotes, and a violation of free speech and free press.
The opposite of that is happening, though. Like, literally, right?
Because
they want to censor everything.
Well, yeah, they do.
Well, they don't. They want to censor things that go against
they find oppressive.
Their
political
philosophy,
incorrectness.
But it does seem like, you know,
you can't say anything.
You can say swears all over the place.
Do you remember Glenn Beck,
though?
Glenn Beck has been suspended from Sirius for the week, at least.
What did he say?
He had Brad Thor on, I think, and Brad Thor
yeah.
was saying, like, making vague references to, I think, someone assassinating Donald Trump. and Glenn Beck, like, didn't discourage him from saying anything, so he's been suspended. But then it bugs me, because, like, Bex O'Brien was saying that it's, like, a violation of his First Amendment rights, and it's like, it's not, though. Like, the government isn't coming after Glenn Beck. That would be the only way it's a violation of his First Amendment rights. Like, the private company that he works for can take him off the air. I don't think they should be.
Nagel posted that as a comment on something.
But it's true. It was the same thing when, like, Anthony Cumia got booted off. I remember Penn Jillette being like, Anthony knows this isn't a violation of his First Amendment rights because the First Amendment isn't being violated. Like, if the government is coming, that's what the First Amendment is protecting you from the government.
It's not protecting you from your employer.
Everybody, yeah.
Yeah.
Like.
True.
Anyway.
All right. Break down cultural standards of morality by promoting pornography and obscenity in books, magazines, motion pictures, radio, and TV.
Promoting?
Note. Yep.
Okay.
No, this is the Gramscian agenda. I don't know what that. I can look that up at some point.
How do you spell that?
Gramscian.
She said it like Gramscian.
Gramscian. Gramscian.
I have no idea.
Of the long march through the institutions, that was in quotes. Long march. Spelled out explicitly. Gradual takeover of the means of communication, and then using those vehicles to debauch the culture. And weaken the will of the individual.
Like debauchery.
Debauchery.
Present homosexuality, degeneracy, and promiscuity as, quote, normal, natural, and healthy. And
well, okay, but note, that right there, yeah. Like, lumping in homosexuality with, like...
And, like, Russians, like, prosecute.
I know.
Probably do prosecute gay people all the time. Like, you're not, like, allowed to be gay in Russia.
I know.
Yeah, that's a good point. Now, so what's that about?
Well, there's some... I mean, I guess it would go toward their implying that that breaks down culture. You know, it breaks down, like...
But to say that homosexuality is... To promote it?
No, to...
Isn't that what yes, it said?
Yes, it is saying that, yeah. Yeah. That's right. So they...
That doesn't line up, though.
They want it to...
Like, I understand we're supposed to be looking at this with a 60s point of view, but that just seems... So that then was so crazy that that's what you promote is...
Right.
But now it's the opposite? Now it's...
Well, now it's it's not an unnatural thing. I mean, I think in our...
Culturally,
it's like normal.
It is normal, natural, healthy.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they, I mean, I guess they've accomplished that.
Well, but now they're going the other way with it.
No, this is the 1960s.
I know, but
this
I'm saying now in Russia.
Well, I think it was to break down America.
Yeah.
Right. No, I understand
that. So it's not like that. You know, they think it's great.
But then what? But then you break it down, and then it's still like. Homosexuality is still, like, a big thing. How is that propagating the communist agenda? Like, it's not like that then goes away once you build it up as, like, this great thing.
Then they're still having to, like, then they're still looking at something they don't agree with.
Right.
I don't know. That kind of doesn't make sense. But, like, do you really think that the acceptance of, like, gay people in society is, like part of what the communist agenda achieved in America.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it just seems weird for it to be,
I mean, I think that was part of what they did. I don't understand what...
What my issue what, with the
No, not
is.
Your oh, issue. Okay. What... Why that, to them, why that was...
Right. Because what's the point?
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Like, what's the end
I would like to know... You know, obviously it has something to do with the culture.
Right.
And just making things that were normally seen as immoral
debaucherous,
right, as normal, or, you know, it's okay to sleep around with everybody,
slut shaming, don't slut shame.
Right, well, that, I mean, you know, it was the feminine mystique, and, you know, there was a bunch of changes that came about
in the 60s
and
70s
and 80s and right. So I think it just, like, flips. You know, they're trying to just flip everything upside down and make it okay. So, you know.
Right, but then, I don't know. I guess my thing is just like, but then it's not okay in Russia where this is coming from. Like, was it ever okay there?
Yeah.
to be gay.
Maybe it was at some point. Maybe they were trying to, you know, get communism. Right.
Maybe it's like Afghanistan before Sharia law, where it's like,
oh yeah, like bell bottoms. Like orange bell bottoms and like sunglasses,
just right? Chilling out, just and like
yeah,
like we are now.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Infiltrate the churches and replace revealed religion with social religion. Discredit the Bible and emphasize
reviled.
Maybe it meant revered.
Probably, because I'm like, well, it's revealed religion. I've never heard
magic.
That.
Yeah.
It's an illusion.
It's got to be revered religion with social religion.
Okay.
Discredit the Bible and emphasize the need for intellectual maturity, which does not need a religious crutch.
Okay, but that's
but again, they're like Orthodox in Russia.
This has been largely accomplished through the communist infiltration of the National Council of Churches, Conservative and Reformed Judaism, and the Catholic seminaries.
This is done through Catholic seminaries? Okay, because I was going to say, they're like Russian Orthodox, or, you know, like, or Greek Orthodox in Russia and the Ukraine and, like, the USSR era is, or, like, Conservative Judaism. You know, like, they're very strict religions, I feel like, over there. Yeah. Like, now.
I guess we should do some research to see if they're still allowing them to meet, or if it's very,
like China?
Yeah. I mean, there are Christian churches China, but they are frowned upon, and...
Are there?
I don't know how controlled they are by the state.
Well that's how church is here.
Well, I know.
Church here is frowned upon.
It's getting more
but that's
more
socially
so,
not, like, regulated by the government, not at, like... To the
same
extent.
Yeah, but I feel like it will be. I mean, they make it that way. They're making it so that it's like pitting church going
with
Christian.
Yeah, no, I know. Being like sued.
True.
Yeah. No, I know. I think that's definitely a trickier thing.
And what better way to discredit someone than by, well, I guess that stuff's all true. Never mind.
What?
I was going to say the pedophilia thing, but that all really happened. So that wasn't like a
conspiracy. Yeah, but that happens everywhere too, though. I think it just is more, unfortunately, more kind of like built into the lifestyle of Catholicism and
maybe
stuff.
Maybe they become priests because they have those urges and they want an excuse not to do it.
I don't know. I mean, I'm not so, obviously not every priest is a pedophile, but I think it definitely does lend itself more to that, like, where it's like, if back in the day especially, if you can't
altar
come
police.
Out, then you're like, well, I'm just gonna then go somewhere where I'll never have to come out anyway.
Right. Yeah.
You know, or if you are a predator, you're more prone to, like, oh, I'll be alone with kids and... Again, not every gay person's a pedophile, obviously.
Not
but,
every priest is a pedophile.
Yeah. Right. All right, eliminate
but every
prayer.
Gay person's a priest.
And every pedophile's a priest. Weird.
Every pedophile is not a priest. What?
No, that's
a
the weird
mom.
Thing. I know.
Oh. Okay. Eliminate prayer or any phase of religious expression in the schools. On the grounds that it violates the principle of separation of church and state.
Done that. Is this real? This sounds like it was made up.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
I know, but it wasn't.
If a man with a crazy toupee is trying to run for president, it's like,
the communists are behind it. Discredit the American Constitution by calling it inadequate, old-fashioned, out of step with modern needs, a hindrance to cooperation between nations on a worldwide basis.
Yeah, but how old was it? 150 years old at that point, the Constitution. Like it.
So.
But that's what I'm saying. Like that applies to any time after it reaches 100 years old. You can say that one's not as like prophetic, I guess. As
that's
some of the other ones.
But the Constitution is what we based.
No, I'm not saying it's not ridiculous. I'm just saying, like, a lot of these seem like, oh, wow, that's, like, so relevant to today. But it's like, that one could have been relevant.
But I mean, people are still saying that.
That's what I'm saying. Oh. Like, that one you could have been saying since 1800, you know? Like, that it's outdated and needs, you know, like.
Right.
I don't know. Some of these seem, like, weirder. Hmm. Or more
but
prophetic than other
sense,
ones, but
logically.
That one just kind of makes sense, like, based on how old it is,
but
the document
all,
is.
But when you keep hearing this argument,
no, I
it
know.
Makes you think, like, you know, this is talking points.
Right, but people are always going to say that based on whatever they're...
Yeah, but they're saying it, they're discrediting the Constitution, they're discrediting...
Do you understand what I'm saying, Jessica?
I understand what you're saying.
Okay. All right. discredit the American founding fathers, present them as selfish aristocrats who had no concern for the, quote, common man.
Right.
Yeah, that happens, for sure.
And that kind of goes back to my point with the last one, where...
Yeah. They're going to seem out of touch because time has passed.
Exactly. Like, that one's not correct. That one just seems lazy. Whereas the other ones are, like...
Yeah, or actually kind of, like, make you think about it.
Right. We're, like, the stuff in schools now definitely seems to be getting worse and worse and worse.
Yeah.
But, like, something like that, it's like, well, that just reaches a point where it's like, oh, okay, like, well, we'll just say it's an old document. It, I mean, it's right. not getting any less relevant than it was 100 years ago, you know? Any more or less, you know, like, it's, I don't know.
Hmm.
I don't know how to describe it. Again, Jessica, I think, understands what I'm saying.
Well, you're going to have to think more about how to explain it.
Okay.
And then next time we get back together.
Maybe I'll remember that in a month. Maybe you need to think more about how to understand it.
Yeah. All right. Belittle all forms of American culture and discourage the teaching of American history on the ground that it was only a minor part of the big picture. Give more emphasis to Russian history since the communists took over.
Well, and since then the communists took over.
Obliterating the American past with its antecedents and principles of freedom, liberty, and private ownership is a major goal of the communists then and now.
Okay.
Since the communists took over Russia.
Right.
Is what that meant. Okay.
Yeah. Which is silly. Like, we're just going to stop talking about American history.
They don't teach a lot of American history.
Well, they do, but it's like that silly, like, Christopher Columbus was great in history, not like what he actually did. It's not like legitimate American history for some reason. Or like the pilgrims.
Like it's revised, you know? Yeah, like the forefathers, they teach, you know. So the forefathers had slaves.
Yeah, they totally teach you, like, the white guilt is, like, ingrained in our
right, but only to a point, though. But I guess now they're probably doing more like Christopher Columbus really was a bad dude than, like...
I think so.
He just came over here and blah, blah, blah.
If you hear some of the things, the assignments that the kids...
Did you hear the one of the,
are getting?
I heard it on the radio this morning about how there was some teacher gave a math test and it was all about, like, if Jose has 30 grams of coke and he sells, like, blah, 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 or, like, pimps and prostitutes and all this stuff.
No way.
And, like, a kid took a picture of it and sent it to his mom, and the mom, like, called the school... Because she thought it was a joke. And the kids thought it was a joke. And the teacher's like, nope, it's a real quiz.
Wow.
But she's, like, retiring this year, the teacher. So it's like she clearly doesn't care.
And she's retiring?
Yeah.
She's that old?
I know. That's what's nuts. And Nagel was actually like, this is her just giving a big F you to the school.
Yeah,
like, okay. She's just, like, going to burn it to the ground before she leaves.
And you can't fire them.
Yeah. Oh, she's tenured. And she's, what are they going to do? She's leaving anyway. Isn't that funny, though?
Yeah.
Like, she knows just how to manipulate. And it's like, why would you do that to kids? Like, why are you using kids as a pawn and being, like, a weirdo, you know?
Yeah.
Because she probably hates the little brats.
I wonder.
Yeah, but then don't be a teacher.
I know. Yeah, exactly. Well,
that's what I don't understand,
Mr.
too.
Wheeler.
Yeah, well, I know. Is he still alive?
Unfortunately.
Yes. Okay, here's one. Discredit the family as an institution. Encourage promiscuity and easy divorce.
See, that one I feel like is way more relevant to today than it would have been, you know, when this was written.
Well, this was a long-term plan.
Yeah, so she's saying that one's, like, actually meaningful to hear now because it probably wasn't something that was visible then, but now it is. So it's like, wow, that's
like so
real.
Prevalent. Yeah.
You know, it's like you and Dad, you know, you broke up our house and you got divorced and that's fine.
Doesn't sound fine.
I know what you really still worked up about. It was like 15 years ago.
No, I'm just a good actress.
Oh, okay. Well, you can wipe your tears away now.
All right. Emphasize the need to raise children away from the negative influence of parents.
Yeah.
Attribute prejudices, mental blocks, and retarding of children to suppressive influence of parents.
Well, I mean, that is just true, though.
What is?
Every bad thing is passed down from parents. I was just talking about that with my friend, how much your parents can mess you up. Not you,
well,
but, like, in general.
Not me.
No, you really
she
didn't.
She was just on a rant about...
Oh my god, I was joking.
Oh. No, but maybe another parent who, like, does... No. But, and just too, like, noticing in your friends, like, their damage clearly comes from how they grew up.
Mm-hmm.
And just how funny it is, like, but that's their parents. That's why I'm so, like, that's that's not wrong. That's just emphasizing it, I guess, which again, is weird. But that's just, like, psychology 101.
Steer them away from their parents.
Yeah, more. It's more, I mean, like, Al Gore said something like, you know, your parents can't, you know, don't listen to your parents. They have old-fashioned ideas, and they're going to, you know, I mean, it's like, what?
No, I know, separating from,
like, yeah.
Well, and especially to aim it at, like, a youth who, like, could hate their parents at 17, you know, like, who else are they going to rebel against except their parents? Right. It's just so easy and cheap.
Right, and it's
to, like, drive a wedge. It's silly.
Right, but again, it, you know, it undermines the family and the, you know, parents knowing what's
being
best.
Being a cohesive
and being,
unit, and, yeah.
Okay, and this is the final one I'm going to read. Create the impression that violence and insurrection are legitimate aspects of the American tradition. That students and special interest groups should rise up and make a united force to solve economic, political, and social problems.
See, that one is like, that one is one of those where I'm like, is this real or fake? Because that's what it is. It's like, protests are important. It's like, well, rioting and like looting isn't, but that's what that's saying.
Right.
Yeah.
See?
No, it is. That is crazy.
Isn't that interesting, though?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If it's real.
Well, I don't know. It seems like they've made quite a bit of headway.
Time will tell.
Real.
Time will tell. We have a communist running for president. the Democratic Party is probably 95% socialist.
Who are you going to vote for?
I don't
Bernie
know.
Bernie Sanders.
Yeah.
Hillary, because she's a woman.
Oh my God.
I'm with her.
I get so annoyed when people assume that, like, you're supposed to vote for Hillary, or, like, when someone's like, I don't know what we'll do if Hillary becomes president. No offense. I know, you know, she's a woman and everything, but, like, people think that, like,
just because.
Yes, several people have said that to me. Or just, like, assumed that because she's a woman.
That's awful.
Like, and another, like, I had a guy that was, like, talking trash about her, and I was looking at him, like, I'm not going to say anything, but, it, like, yeah. And then he was, like, I know, sorry, like, you know. And it's just, like, offensive to me, because it's, that's the only criteria.
Yeah, no, that's pretty gross.
I know!
Yeah. I don't really get people bringing that up, but I'm also not, like, shy about how I feel. And I work probably, I mean, I don't have, like, random people coming into my work ever. It's people that I see every day.
Yeah.
I'm not having to deal with, like, customers anymore.
Right, yeah. So people know
which
you.
Which is lovely.
They know who you are. People, I guess people look at me and they think that I...
Well, you're a young female,
and
so you're supposed
to
be.
Yeah.
No, you're supposed to, you're supposed to fit into a little box.
Where I'm stupid.
Of, like, no political. And it's like, I know plenty of people who genuinely are for both, well, everybody. Not too many Trump people, but, like, Bernie Sanders. Like, some surprising Bernie Sanders people where I'm like, oh, that's okay. Whatever.
Well, because he's, you know, going to give everybody free stuff.
Yeah. I thought Obama was into it.
But then, too, I love the people that are like, it's not, you don't understand if you think it's just him giving free stuff. It's, you deserve it. It's stuff that you earned, that you worked for. And it's like, oh, okay.
Then wouldn't you have it?
Yeah, right? I know. No, because the government is so
creative. Keep me down. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. Like, that's what, for me, doesn't worry me about Trump, because everything he's promising is so... Not that I'm voting for Trump by any stretch of the imagination, but it's like, he... everything he's saying he's going to do, he can't and won't be doing. So, people getting all worked up about, like, him building a wall and stuff like that, like, that just won't be happening.
Yeah, but other people have walls.
I know, but he's not going to be building a wall. And we already have a wall that they can still climb, and he certainly won't be getting, like...
That's a lot.
Huh?
It's just funny that they... It's like, yeah, of course. Like, they'll always be able to climb it, you know?
Well, and they can. Did you ever see, too, how... Is it, like, in Texas or something? Like, by the... Like, the Gulf or something like that, where, like, the wall just goes into the ocean, and they can literally just, like, walk around it, because it just stops? So, like, if they wanted to... And if it was, like... I want to say it was John Oliver, but I don't think it actually was. But it was like they just, like, are talking to them through the wall, and all they have to do is, like, literally walk, like, 100 feet and just, like, walk around the wall, and they're here. So, I don't know. It's just very silly and impractical. Like, we're not going to be able to put, like, a dome over the United States and keep them all out. Like, that's not going to happen.
That'd be funny.
Yeah.
A dome.
Like a Stephen King dome.
Yeah,
it was.
Yeah. Or like that, The Simpsons movie.
Yes. Yeah. No, that movie was not good.
Spider pig.
Spider pig does whatever a spider pig can.
Yep.
So, there's a town in North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
I'm moving on, in case you didn't notice.
You did? I did.
Okay. So there's a town in...
There's a lot of communists in North Carolina.
In North Carolina. And the local officials had to install a GPS on the town sign because it kept getting...
Is it called Poop, North Carolina?
I know.
It's called Horny Town.
Nice.
No way.
Yeah.
Why would they do that?
Well, they have Intercourse, Pennsylvania, right?
Really?
Do they?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You know what Philadelphia means, too? I read this the other day.
City of brotherly incest.
It comes from incest, for, like, the Greek word for incest is, like, philo...
Didn't we talk about this already?
Did we?
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know if that was on this or just in a personal life.
In West Philadelphia, born and raised. Is that... Remember when the girl...
No, that was long ago,
got
I think.
Train on the bus.
What?
No.
The girl got on the bus.
She's like a 4-year-old in the middle of the night in the rain.
That was a long time ago.
In West Philadelphia, and then Amy's like, was she born and raised? And I thought it was just like an earnest question, and so I was like, on the playground, is there, and I thought I was really clever, and Amy's like, yeah, that was the point.
Because whoever says born and raised, like, oh, was this random person born and raised in wherever? Fascinating, I need to know.
And I just thought it was, like, an awesome.
Oh, what a perfect spot for me to interject.
This is amazing.
Yeah.
That's funny. So, yeah, so they tried many ways to get the sign, so they couldn't steal it anymore. Like, they put concrete in the holes. It's the most, by far the most stolen sign, disappearing every 60 days.
Really? Yep. I feel like the mile marker 420 in Colorado was also one that was stolen a lot. And then I think they just changed it to, like, 419.5 or something like that.
Hmm.
I remember hearing about that, too.
Oh.
But Horny Town is a horrible...
Horny Town.
Well, remember the sign here at the end of your street kept getting destroyed when you first moved in? And they, like, redid it twice and then just stopped. Because it kept getting...
Why would people do that?
Because people are... Sad. It's like how our mailbox kept getting destroyed and then you built, like, a stone fortress for a mailbox. Remember? Yeah. It's, like, two or three times it got ruined and then you built, like, a massive brick mailbox.
It's not brick.
Trying to... Yeah, it's stone
brick?
Then? What is it?
It's stone.
Oh, sorry.
Forgive me.
Yeah, I know.
Well, that's different.
Okay.
Because we have stone on
semantics.
The front of our house.
Oh, is that so why you matches. Did it?
Okay. It does match. It is a pretty mailbox.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
It is.
I know. All right, so here's some other signs going into towns. These are in England.
Mm.
So
feel
one
like
of them,
weird ones.
One of them is like a big billboard. Swine. And then it says, swine, please drive carefully.
That's
you're going in.
That's
get
funny.
It?
Yeah.
It's like you're being rude to the drivers.
You uncultured swine.
Swine.
All right. Fanny Hands Lane.
Fanny
what?
Hands. Fanny
why
hands.
Would that be a thing?
I don't know.
What was the one
maybe,
you saw? Like fibromyalgia lane or whatever?
Oh, yeah.
Fibroid?
It was like fibroloid.
Fibroloid Drive.
Ugh.
Yeah. Let's see.
Remember
this
Canal
one?
Street in Westfield? They spray painted the sea green.
Yeah.
So it looked like Anal Street.
That was hilarious.
Oh, that's funny. Well, speaking of that, this one's called Butthole Road.
What?
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
This is from, like, Cracked.com or
butthole
something.
Butthole Road in Conexboro, Doncaster.
Doncaster?
D-O-N, caster, not Don.
Don, okay. I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. You're bearing the lead.
But they changed the name in 2009 To what? I don't know.
Anal fist way.
Aw.
Butthole? Like B-U-T-T hole?
Yes. There, look at it. I'm showing it to you.
Oh, God.
Showing it. Fine.
Wow, I really did. Okay. I'm going to have to put that as the picture on the website. The oh sign God. For Butthole Road.
I'm showing it to you. Oh, God.
You're welcome.
Calm down. Oh. All right, and then this isn't as good. Fanny Street.
Okay.
It's not better than Fanny Road or Fanny Hands.
Hands on my Fanny Lane. And then we're going to hear Fanny Street.
Yeah, like, no, oh, yeah, it's a real so letdown. Lame. I'm sorry. Get Up in Her Guts Boulevard. Like
that. Gross. Okay, so a woman went into a coffee
Butthole Road
cafe restaurant on Butthole Road. And she ordered coffee.
I just want to say, too, I think, like, calling someone a butthole is, like, the funniest thing. Like, that's, like, my favorite stupid insult for somebody who's like, what a real butthole. Like, it's so childish. It's so silly to me. Anyway.
That's true. You're right.
I love saying it because it makes me laugh.
Go on. So she went in to a restaurant and she ordered a cup of coffee. She's an Australian writer. I have a picture of what they brought her after she ordered the coffee.
Okay.
It came separated in three different glass beakers.
Oh.
She said, hipsterism has gone too far when your coffee comes deconstructed.
That's true.
Basically, she was paying someone else to give her the ingredients for a milky coffee so she could assemble it herself.
That's hilarious.
So there was the milk, the water, and like the espresso. All separated.
Wow.
And they had it's like served on this like wooden platter with a spoon.
Was it like at least like the espresso had been run through as espresso? She just needed
to
okay.
It wasn't the beans.
Right.
It was the liquid espresso.
That's nuts. I wonder how expensive it is too.
Yeah, and like those extra dishes they're having.
I know.
Why?
It's like beakers. It's so stupid.
I'd be so annoyed if I were the dishwasher.
Right?
She said she waited almost 20 minutes for an actual cup before realizing one wasn't coming.
Wow. So what did she do? Have to like swirl it around in her mouth?
No, they gave her a spoon.
Yes, I guess.
But
she
they came
had
in
to...
beakers, right? Like I'm so imagining could... like shot glass beakers. You know those things.
She could have poured that into that and then added the milk. Like
how big are
like,
the beakers,
I don't get
though?
Why it's impossible for her, like... showing me the picture.
Are they, like, a... Oh, okay. So it's not,
they
like, a skinny, like, a tube.
Into each other.
No, it was a...
That's what I was
it
picturing.
It looked like a...
Like a cup.
A cup.
Right.
So yeah. Why is she waiting 20 minutes for something else to come?
Because they brought that, and she was like, That couldn't be what
right.
I ordered coffee.
That's,
I didn't
that
order,
so
like,
stupid.
The separation of
yeah.
ingredients.
That is dumb.
She just didn't get it.
I don't get it either.
Yeah.
She said, this must stop, dear Melbourne. This must stop.
But it is big cities that do dumb s like that, you know?
Yeah.
They're just like, luckily Springfield doesn't do that. They don't care about being cool.
They care about being
yeah.
fly.
About being
yeah,
fly, that's
there
right.
You go.
That's why, like, little girls get shot outside sneaker stores and stuff.
That's depressing.
I happened a couple years ago.
Oh, my God.
They were, like, lined up waiting for sneakers and some little kid got shot.
That's sad.
Like, it's priorities, you guys. You don't understand them.
I guess not.
There's so much I don't understand.
Move to Springfield. You get
that.
Quite a view.
All right. Are you ready? Guess what time it is. Oh, do you have a joke?
Nope.
Okay. Well, it's time for the latest poop.
Actually, I do have a joke.
What's
oh, that?
Go ahead. I've told this one before, but it's a classic. It needs to come back.
We'll be the judge.
What's the hardest part of a vegetable to eat?
Well, I can't even remember it.
Exactly.
It sounds like something you've told
what's
before.
What's the hardest part of a vegetable to eat?
What?
The wheelchair.
Oh.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That was a good one.
That's a good one.
You're so satisfied with yourself, too. The face is like, you're welcome.
That's awful. Okay, so Colin Murphy was arrested on public disorder, and indecency charges. A man horrified shoppers after allegedly walking into a supermarket and stripping naked before defecating on a self-service machine. Colin Murphy, 23, is alleged to have carried out the repulsive act at a local supermarket on Sunday, where witnesses claim he casually walked and started to remove his clothes.
Oh,
when Murphy neared the self-service machine at the Kroger store in Cincinnati, police claim he pulled down his underwear and defecated on the checkout. Witnesses told police that Murphy, shocker, smelled strongly of alcohol when he entered the shop. Colin Murphy was banned from entering the supermarket.
What did he smell like when he left?
Glade.
He also had slurred speech and staggered as he walked towards staff and customers, a police report alleged.
Can you imagine that walking towards you?
I know, it sounds so menacing.
I know.
Police were contacted, and Murphy was later arrested on charges of disorderly conduct and public indecency. He appeared in court on Monday, where a judge set his bail at $2,000 and scheduled him for a pretrial hearing later this week.
Oh.
And again, he was barred from returning to the supermarket. I can understand that.
You know what? That just reminded me of the way that you read $2,000. Did you see that story about the guy who brought $212 worth of pennies to pay a parking ticket?
Mm-hmm.
Which I think is an obnoxious thing to do. Everybody's like hailing it, but it's like,
he got a parking ticket.
Yeah. And he's dumping them on this woman who, she didn't write him the parking ticket. She just has to work at City Hall or wherever.
Like, they were, like, falling on the floor.
And then walked away like an a-hole. Like, he's just a jerk.
Right, that's the thing. It's like, you got a ticket because you did something wrong. I mean,
theoretically.
I don't know.
But, of course, he has to, like, film it and be, like, a hero. Stuff like that just bothers. Because it's like, you're taking it out on the wrong person. You're not, like, again, you're not dumping
it to the man.
You're sticking it to, like, a woman who works at Town Hall, and who has to deal with a-holes who are mad at her about having to pay parking tickets that they got all day, and now she's got to go pick this up.
Right.
But so one of the headlines I saw, which I'm like, what an idiot, it said, man pays $212,000 with a dollar sign in front of it in pennies, and I'm like, do you not understand how money works? Like, he's not, that you're saying that he paid $212,000 in pennies, not that he paid with 212,000 pennies.
Right.
They're two completely different things.
Mm-hmm. They are.
It would be a lot more than two buckets full of pennies that he would have to bring in.
Yeah, a dump truck full.
Exactly. And I'm like, what an idiot. It just, that really just bothered me.
How did he get all of those pennies? Did he go to the bank?
You can go to the bank, and they can give you, Remember Kramer did that? He, like, dumped out pennies because where was he? At, like, the laundromat or the pizza place or something? He, like, jumped and, like, dumped his pockets.
Yep. Kramer.
I know. Poor Michael Richards.
Poor Michael Richards.
On that note, not really poor Michael. I mean, more like career trajectory, but not what he did. That's not his little meltdown.
I forgot about that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well. All right. Well, this was fun.
It was. And we're off for 3 weeks, four weeks.
Something like that.
We're on holiday.
We are on holiday, even though we've been on a holiday for 2 weeks or so.
Yeah.
So, this is summer break.
Yep. All right, girls. It was fun.
Cool.
I love you.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.